Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's August 2nd, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com. And this is New Earth Support Team, which we do every week. And technically, it's a new deal because I have the computer above the camera now, so I won't be doing this anymore. I'll be doing this. So hopefully this will be an improvement of the appearance of the process. Welcome to those who are returning. Welcome to those who are new. As always, I'll assume there's at least one new person, and so we'll explain things appropriately. So what we do here is we are in support of the new Awakening Earth. So after this little intro, I will be calling the directions of the mesa at which I'm sitting. Then I'll call in a bunch of allies of divine love and light. You may not recognize them all, but they're all of high vibration and benevolent intent. Once they're here, we'll seal the container and make sure that we are in a beautiful place of working, safe and positive for everybody. Then I will lead you in embodied awakening so that you'll have a chance to call your higher self to merge with your human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And this should feel really awesome. Then once we've allowed people a chance at that, we'll relax and say, allies, here we are, make use of us. And we will be used for the benefit of the great Aquarian awakening on planet Earth. The way this has been happening very consistently for a while now on these calls is that each of us receives individual healing and awakening for ourselves, but we're acting as surrogates, which means that whatever happens to us is amplified and magnified down, and whatever benefit we receive, whether it's a healing or awakening or whatever, is also helping a lot of other people you probably aren't even aware of. So that's how it plays. Then I will narrate what's happening. And then eventually we'll feel ourselves becoming more solidly in our bodies again, and we'll close the container, after which, if you need to go, you can go, but we'll leave a little time for questions and Q&A and comments and whatever people feel like sharing, either out loud or on the chat. So that's what we'll be doing. So I do make two requests always on Awakening Plus calls. The first is, please do only this. Please do not multitask. The quality of energy you hold will help yourself, and also you're affecting everybody else with what you do. So if your attention is scattered, it will introduce a scattered energy into the process, which will actually radiate in all directions in real time, backwards in time, forwards in time. And this applies whether you're live or on the recording. So our request is, please only do this. If you cannot wait, if you can't do it right now, then if you're a member, you can come back and catch this in the archive and do it later at your convenience. Through the magic of the Akashic Records, you can still participate fully in an event even years after it occurred. So the second request is that if you must leave before we have closed the container, ask the allies to gently remove you from the field, and that way your departure will not negatively affect the rest. So those are the requests we always make. And with all that said, it's time to jump in. So I now invite you to close your eyes. And as I call the directions and call the allies, I invite you just to relax. If you feel energy moving within you, just feel it and just be with it. And if you cannot feel that, then just feel the breath coming and going. So that's a great way to work with this. So we'll begin now. Namakiya. Wirakocham Inti Kvichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. I call our elemental allies. I call our benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. I invite everyone to relax and allow the sacred container to come into place. Please become passive and allow that. There we go. Thank you. Okay, so now we can do the embodied awakening invocation. This invites your higher self to merge with you in your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So you might think of your physical vehicle as a car, and your personality is going to slide to the passenger seat, and your divine is going to drive. If for any reason your personality doesn't like the higher self driving, it can immediately slide over, take the wheel again. The divine will step out immediately, and your ego will be back in control just like that. Therefore, your ego is safe. There's no danger here. Instantly reversible if you wish. However, as long as you let the divine drive, you get the following benefits and more. More harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out mentally so much, you'll know what to do through intuition more. And there will be more bliss. So if you'd like that, in a moment you'll be speaking directly to your own higher self, the spirit part that created your human self, and you'll be saying 8 words to it. Let's do that. Again, say the words out loud if you can, silently if you must. Starting now. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Please let the words go. And just feel energy moving in you if you can. If you cannot feel energy moving inside you, then just feel your breath come and go. Either way, you're passive. You're not making anything happen. You're just feeling what's happening on its own. Here are some guidelines that will help you have the best possible experience. I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening during this invocation process. I recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just feel the energy moving inside you if you can. If not, just feel the breath come and go. Just allowing it all to move itself. Should you become distracted during this process, don't fight the distraction or try to change it. Let it be as it is with no resistance. Do treat the distraction as an uninvited guest. You don't have to do anything about it. Just return your attention back to your focus, awareness of energy or breath. If the distraction keeps doing its thing in the background, that's okay. Let it continue. But you put your attention on feeling energy or breath. The final nuance we can play with is how to learn how little effort is needed to do this. If you'd like to learn that with me, I invite you to, for a moment, drop to 0 effort. Simply exist for a moment, starting now. So if at 0 effort you have awareness anyway of energy or breath, that's great. Then 0 is all you need. If you've lost it, add little tiny bits of effort back. And as soon as you have that awareness again of energy or breath, just stop at that effort level. The idea being to use the least effort needed to feel what you're focusing on. I have the ability through divine grace to feel the overall vibe of what y'all are experiencing, whether you're live or on the call. I'm sorry, whether you're live or on the recording. And I'm feeling a lot of people already in embodied awakening. The higher self merged beautifully with the human self. How would you know if this has happened? The 4 things will all be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. What's going on? You're an embodied awakening. That means you'll get as much divine consciousness as serves your highest good. No more than that, that also means you keep doing this for the rest of your life, and the amount of divine consciousness would increase over time. You always get exactly as much as you're ready for. automatically. If you're in embodied awakening, just relax and be, nothing to do, nowhere to go. But you just being in that space helps everybody else. Again, this is regardless of whether you're live or on the recording, whether you're in the past, present, or future relative to anyone else, makes no difference. You're still helping. All this works magically beyond time and space. We'll leave just a moment longer to let anyone who's not yet in embodied awakening have a chance to get into it, or at least closer. You don't have to get all the way in to have good effects. Even a slight nudge in the direction of embodied awakening is helpful. But in my opinion, the more the merrier. We'll know enough people have moved in when the divine energy starts moving on its own. And there it is. Allies, we come to serve. We ask that you make use of us in whatever way serves the highest good of the incoming Aquarian age. And we ask that whatever transpires here serves the highest good of each of us as well. May the highest good of all be served in this process. They're acknowledging that and they're moving ahead. Some of you may now feel energy moving in interesting ways. So as we go through the next part of the process, your invitation is to become completely passive. Just allowing whatever needs to happen to happen. Each person will have a different experience. You may have periods of bliss or ecstasy. There may be challenging periods where you feel heavy energy moving through your body. You won't get more bliss or awakening than you're ready for. You won't get more challenging energy than you're ready for. Some will have nothing come through them, some will have a lot. The divine beings can tell each of our capacities and abilities, and each of us will receive service opportunities in accordance with our own evolutionary level. That'll be happening at the individual level. On another level, many of us will be blending together at a higher level. Well, we all will, but not all of our egos will be aware of it. It depends how awake you are. But you may well perceive that you're, in addition to and beyond your human awareness, there's a blended field with all of us and maybe some other awesome beings too. That's just a field of ecstasy. I recommend the part of you that's there, just relax and allow things to move themselves. That's always been, to me, the most helpful way to work in inner levels is relax and just let the flow do its thing. So what I'll narrate from here forward is my experience, which will be what most folks are experiencing. However, your experience may be completely different. And if so, please allow your experience to run itself. Please do not make any effort to match what I am describing if it's different than what you are experiencing. There's many customized experiences in this process, and they're all perfect. Ooh, there's a lot of divine energy coming in. It's really strong. So it's almost like a rainstorm of energy. It's intense and blissful all at the same time. I'm also feeling some heavy energy coming through. It can be hard to tell if it's your personal heavy energy, if it's coming from others. That's part of what our service is sometimes, if we're ready for it, is that heavy energy from the earth and the people on it can be brought over to us and we can individually or collectively process it. There may be periods of silence, in which case just relax and be with whatever your process is. I'll only be speaking as inspired by the divine. If your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, that's okay. If you need to cry or scream or holler or jump up and down or bang on something, as long as no one gets hurt, that's all okay. Just allow the body to do whatever it feels like it wants to do to release, as long as no damage is done. Well, if you want to break something up, I guess that's your free will choice. But please try not to hurt yourself or any other living being. Yeah, my body's shaking quite a bit. There's a fair amount of heavy energy coming through. Now I'm feeling energy coming out of my hands. It's called heavy energy. In South America, they would call it hucha. More out my left hand than my right, some out the right hand, a little bit out the feet, subtly. If you're new to this style of work, the two things that tend to be most challenging for someone who's new are A, staying passive and not doing anything from your ego. The second is not being patient enough and just letting the process unfold in its own subtle way. So if you can stay passive and just go with the flow of what's happening, you'll do well. Some will be conscious not only of their individual human self, but the blended field of consciousness beyond, perhaps your own individual higher self, and the blended field beyond it. Some may also expand. Some may also expand awareness to perceive the massive number of beings of light around the earth, sending blessing energy. They may become aware of the consciousness of Mother Gaia herself. Could be any or all of that, or something totally different. Whatever it is, just relax and allow it to be. Again, someone who's new to the style of work might be used to being led more actively in doing particular things, but our allies have made clear over time that our just total relaxing and just being is actually the highest service we can give in this context of the NIRWITH support team call. In this call, you might say being is the new doing. I'm feeling a subtle energy come through my whole body. I'm at a loss to describe it beyond that. The spiritual level is beyond the mental level, which means it can often be pretty difficult to put it into language. I do my best, but there are certain inherent limitations to that. So the allies are saying many of us are having very unique individual experiences. Just go with whatever's happening, whether it feels awesome and ecstatic or challenging and intense. Especially with that challenging stuff, just relax, be passive, let the divine take care of it on your behalf. Just relax and go with whatever your experience is. Blissful, challenging, or whatever it may be. And now I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy coming through me. You can feel intense, heavy energy and not suffer. Suffer is a psychological state independent of what's actually happening in the physical world. Just choose to be with whatever's happening here and relax into it, and that will minimize the odds of suffering. A lot of energy coming through right about now. Just relax and let it move through you. And again, a reminder, each of us will only get as much as we are ready for. No more than that. You can safely relax and open and let the divine move it through you, assuming you're getting any at all of this intense, heavy energy. If there's a little resistance in the field from some of you to this energy, I invite you just to try opening to it fully. Relax your mental process a lot faster without that friction. Again, if there's a long silence, just relax into your own process. I'm still here, holding space. Now there's a little bit sweeter energy coming into the mix. The last little while, most of what I've been aware of is heavy energy moving, but now some more blissful energy is coming in. Now I'm feeling the energy getting heavier again as more heavy energy clears. Again, relax into whatever your experience is. I was just getting images of like volcanoes and floods. And the sense I got is that if enough of this heavy energy clears, not so much physical disaster need happen to promote change of consciousness. Basically, we're at a point where consciousness must change, and we can do it the easy way or the hard way as a species. A lot of heavy energy coming through. Just relax and let it move on its own. The allies say they're grateful for each and every one of us here. We're willing to let this heavy energy move through their own body individually and collectively. I'm saying it really helps. There's a lot of folks down there who cannot yet do that for themselves. They need a head start. This is what we're giving them as a group. Once they're lightened up enough, they can start doing their own self-guided work. But until then, they need help. And now I'm becoming more aware of my physical body. So more and more of my awareness is shifting into the physical form. Still awareness of the other dimensions, which can still remain even when we're mostly back in body, because that can come with us. All energies penetrate all other energies. Our divine levels are just the same. So a lot of intense energy moving. So for a moment, there was like back to out of body usual. Now, once again, the increasing sense of conscious presence in the physical body. And now I'm once again feeling a little more physical presence. Still lots of divine energy in the mix, though. and now it's more of a both and. Strong awareness of the divinity with plenty of physical awareness also. Just allowing that proportion to change as it will. Not forcing anything. We're into another clearing round. Looks like we're not coming back into the body just yet. Let's relax into the new process, please. Now we are coming back into the body again. It's been quite the yo-yo the last few minutes. I'm definitely solidly in physical form. Yeah, I feel really fully in the body again, but still plenty of afterglow from the experience. My eyes are open. Now we'll leave just a moment for this divine energy to saturate the physical body. As always, you're not doing anything through effort or willpower. You're just allowing the natural integration of divine and human energies to happen on its own. Okay, that feels good. So I'm going to follow the directions and close the container. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti. Thank you, allies, for this powerful sitting. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. I humbly request, allies, that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves us good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Okay, the sacred container is closed. We just briefly say that if you're not a member of Awakening Plus, we invite you to check out the membership. It's $1 for 30 days trial. After that, if you want to hang around, It auto bills at $19 a month. If that's too much, just let me know. We'll drop it to $9 a month. The same thing. We have, after this one goes in, over 350 archived events. Overall, as powerful as the live ones. We have two awesome courses inside, the 16-part Invocation Masterclass, the nuances of how to call in divine energy really potently, and a brand new self-guided internal family systems therapy process where you can do really potent shadow work on old wounds, and my voice will be there guiding you step by step. And you can really clear some deep stuff out with that. All the feedback I've gotten has been very positive and powerful. So that's available if you're interested. If you want to work with me privately, whether you're a member or not, you can go to astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. Again, astroshaman.com for that. And for the membership, go to awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. And now let's open it up for feedback. I'm going to allow people to unmute themselves. All right, so that's available now. Or you can type in the chat, whatever you like. And the door is open. Anyone's welcome to speak or chat. Don't ask permission, just jump in. And sometimes it takes a bit for people to start interacting in this way. A lot of people are right, really spaced out right now or deep in the energy. And it's okay. There's no requirement to interact, but it's available if you want it, if you're on the live call. And it feels to me like beautiful divine energy is actually increasing. They're giving us a little bonus energy here. Happily take that. And maybe this will be a night when no one interacts at all. It has happened. We'll leave just a moment longer in case someone would like to ask a question or offer a comment or observation. All right, last call. Oh, someone typed something. Vivian typed, thank you very much. Cindy typed, thank you. You're welcome, you're welcome. Any other input at all? Brian typed, much thanks, Benjamin, and Sue typed, just thanks was beautiful. Brian typed, the energy was fantastic. Wow, thank you all for your feedback. Felt pretty good to me, too. And Jeannie typed a whole bunch of red and purple hearts. Thank you, Jeannie. Wow, that energy is just getting really nice. Is there anything anyone else would like to contribute? Vivian type still moving. Ellen type, thank you very much. Most appreciative and blessings. A whole bunch of thank you hands and hearts and stars. And oh, Kirk has unmuted. Kirk, hello.
Hi there, Ben. Interesting experience I have. heavy energy in legs and pelvis, stayed for a long time, steady, and it was bearable, but also uncomfortable.
Yes.
And similar to sensations of grounding, when I have these sensations in my legs and pelvis as well, but they are totally different, so I can't compare them.
Right.
Also similar to energies, sensations when some old pain is triggered. When I'm not moving into my head, and when I watch what is happening in my physical body, then I can sense and see the energies moving around. And it's quite interesting to do that.
Wow.
I like it.
Well, good.
But the energies are not comfortable either.
Right.
But then this is still different again. So I can't compare it with that, but it is somewhere similar.
Okay. Oh, how do you feel right now?
I still have my legs are still feeling heavy, I would say, but it is slowly diminishing. My pelvis is already normal now, but it is still, I still feel the energy present.
Good. Yeah, it sounds to me like you got quite a bit of heavy energy clearing. I couldn't say how much of it was your own personal stuff and how much was from the collective and processed through you on their behalf. But I really appreciate you and everyone else showing up and being willing to embody that energy. Again, we're here in service, and service can be challenging sometimes. It's not all just rainbows and unicorns. So I appreciate your courage in showing up, Kirk. And my experience for years and years of shamanic work has been when I'm willing to sit through the challenging stuff and let it clear, then I feel better at the end, and I always get at least a little uptick in awakening too. So
yeah.
I believe doing good shadow work, which is a lot of what we did tonight, is the fastest route to awakening for most people. So I personally believe that being willing to sit through the challenging stuff can really have some lovely payoff, not only for you personally, but for all those on behalf of whom you were clearing.
I would agree, absolutely.
Yeah. So thank you for showing up and having the courage to do this work. We're all really grateful.
Thank you for doing all you do.
You're welcome, Kirk. Thanks.
And being of service.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, lovely feedback from Kirk. Thanks very much, brother. So it looks like a little bit of chatting was happening while I was with Kirk. Let me roll back up and see what we missed. All right, Sanmati type, thank you, Benjamin, wonderful energy. The iPhone person said, thanks so much. Jeannie says, thank you, Benjamin, and the rest of the group. KD typed, I am feeling calm and soothed. Beautiful energy, thank you so much. And that's all of the chatting that we missed. Carmen, hi.
Yes, hi. So I had an interesting experience tonight. First of all, I could feel the energy before we even got into a bodied awakening.
Wow.
And then once we got into embodied awakening, I could feel the heavy energy leaving my feet and a little bit with my hands, but mostly my feet.
Probably.
Then this is the funny part. So there were two women, and they were either Portuguese or Italian, and they were sort of arguing with each other as they were getting into a car. Mm-hmm. And then one of them turned and got right in my face and was arguing with me about something. But since I don't speak either one of those languages, I had no idea what was going on.
Was this happening in the physical world or in the inner world?
In the inner world.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Isn't that funny? And I'm very visual, but this is the first time something like this ever happened.
Wow.
So I don't know what that was about.
Me neither, but it sounds interesting.
It was. It wasn't scary. It was just interesting.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Anyway, I just thought I would chip. So thank you very much. It was always a beautiful experience, and I feel very blissed out, which is why I couldn't talk right away.
Well, that's all right. I know it's tough sometimes.
Yeah, so thank you.
Thank you, Carmen.
You're welcome.
Brian typed, infinite blessings, everyone. Yeah, infinite blessings. Would anyone else like to share out loud or on the chat or any other way? I guess those are really the only two options at the moment here. Unless you know something I don't. All right, that may be it then. So grateful to each and every one of you. The highest number I saw when I peaked was 50 people on the live call. So grateful to all of you. And Deanna just typed, thank you, everyone. My sentiments exactly. So always grateful when you all show up. There's always so much else you could be doing. And so grateful you chose to be part of this. Thanks for showing up and helping out the collective. And you always will be rewarded with your own healing and awakening acceleration by doing that. So many blessings. And looks like Jeannie. Hi. Jeannie, is there something you'd like to share? Did you unmute by accident? Oh, she did. She's gone. Okay, false alarm. Alrighty, so it looks like we really are done. Big thanks again, everybody. And if you're on live or hearing this really quickly, tonight is August 2nd, 2021. On the 4th, we have the second iteration of our live IFS, Internal Family Systems Therapy. So it'll be a 90-minute call this Wednesday night, August 4th, and starting at 8 p.m. U.S. Eastern. And I'll be there. I'll take a volunteer or two or maybe three and lead each of those people through a complete IFS round to heal some kind of shadow work for them. It'll be first come, first served on the volunteers, although Awakening Plus members will get priority. And we'll see what the first time we did it, it was really powerful. And it'll be interesting to do this now, some weeks later, now with the new Internal Family Systems Therapy self-guided course in the membership. So I'm really excited about IFS lately. So we're doing a lot of things relating to that. So just a heads up, would love to have you here Wednesday. That is a full free public event, so anyone can come. And I hope you'll be able to show up and join us. Thanks very much, everyone, and good night.